due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
This night is just continues to go downhill.
Oh, see, I just can't stand.
It's about time you did something right.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Ooh, nothing. Don't give me an ooh. I'll tell you an ooh.
Shut up, bitch.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
But if you're a CM Punk fan, you're stupid.
Yeet.
Acknowledge me!
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to Rumble Weekend. We are here at the North American Wrestling Connection to tell you that we only have six people. We're not going to get all 30 in here. VRM, are you? I heard you in the server room today.
We have a sound guy that must be from New Jersey or something.
I've missed that.
Yes, I missed that too. Finally, I'm decided not to get to sleep early so I can do my runs in the morning. Even though I have a race in the morning.
Oh boy!
We appreciate your participation. Mm-hmm. I'll talk to my regulars here first. My man in New York, Jason Block.
I hate bacterial infections. Just saying.
I hate football.
I hate football.
Screw you both.
But yeah,
so let me get over.
I have something called impetigo, which is a bacterial infection in my nose.
Son of a gun.
Yeah. Yeah, not fun. So I'm drinking tons of water, antibiotics, and watching wrestling. So I'm talking to my best buds and my family. So it's all
yay. Good. Let's see. I also have our numbers guy here since it is a pick'ems night, Sat Boy Josh Henniger.
I mean, I'm sick too, but not to the extent that Jason is. I've got a bit of a sore throat. I've been coughing. I've been sneezing. It hasn't been fun as of late.
Let's see if it's... Let me check in with our boy all the way on the other side of the planet. Bad news, Beeman.
Thank God I'm in Australia right now. I don't want to be traveling over to America right now. Sounds like people are getting sick. Some people are getting excited about having the runs or going for runs, sorry.
Other stuff I don't think we're going to mention here.
No, but I would, Nikki, if you
but,
would.
No, but before we get into stuff.
No.
Before
we
get into stuff.
Have somebody we have not mentioned.
Exactly. How dare we forget to bring in our resident chairman, Brian Henniger.
Well, it looks like I'm sick too because I've got a viral infection in my throat that has turned our entire office into a petri dish. I'm working from home all next week.
But I have to ask. Did you actually contact Drew Basile and hand over your trophy as best celebration, or do you get to keep yours?
Oh, no, I got to keep that, man. I kept it. Look, it has a place of honor in my dining room. I ain't giving that thing up for toffee.
Yes, exactly, because the Tournament of Champions are going on right now, and the Jeopardy honors were this past week. And Brian Henniger was the first Best Celebration Award winner, and that's a cool-ass trophy, not for nothing.
Yeah.
But speaking of cool-ass trophies, Nikki,
yes.
This guy got a big surprise this week. I hope you have it. Yeah, there we go.
I've actually seen this video. It looked like Hunter was at a press conference or something.
Yes,
it was a town hall. It was a town hall. So it was. This was basically the. Basically, an all-hands meeting for the Stanford office.
Okay, so in the middle of this meeting, in strides Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker. Mm-hmm. And Hunter seems a little confused. And Shawn, in his wonderful, boisterous way, he says, "I'm sorry, Paul, but we have made an executive decision."
And he's
pointing to himself.
One that is long overdue.
Right. Yes. Yes, we know that you are already in the Hall of Fame with DX. But you deserve to be in there yourself. Mm-hmm. And Undertaker had to put a stamp on it because nobody would believe that it wasn't a biased decision.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Undertaker announces that Triple H will headline the class of 2025 in Las Vegas this spring. Now, I have to ask you this. I know this is going to be not a dumb question. Do you think he legitimately deserves it?
Oh, absolutely.
Is that even a question?
Oh, absolutely he does.
Okay.
I mean, there's going to be people that are still going to shit on him for, you know, his role with the Golden Shovel in the early 2000s. But come on, man.
Right.
He was a gatekeeper for a while. Yeah. You wanted to get up to the top, you had to beat him.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I was in 2002, which still is the most insane Korean reaction ever. So,
but that's the same with any wrestling company, though. I mean, everyone had their top guy at the time that wanted to hold onto the spot for as long as possible. Back in the 90s, it was Hogan. 2000s, it was Triple H. In TNA, it was Kurt Angle. Jeff Jarrett.
By the way, he's really not.
The man held every major title in that company.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Pretty much. Even the third, pretty princess title.
And the third belt title.
Huh?
The IWGP title that was sort of split off when Lesnar.
Yes, the Lesnar angle one. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, but, you know, it's not because he married Stephanie. It's not because he's buddies with, two of the biggest names from New Generation. These are, Shawn and Undertaker are well respected, and I don't, they're not doing this just to show off. And I'm sure Hunter has probably declined more than once.
Oh yeah.
To go in as himself.
You could clearly tell that he was bothered by it because he was blindsided and then jokingly said, if anyone sees Nick flying off the roof here, just mind your business, because you'll know why.
Can we have Nick Khan go through the window like the other, that old commercial?
Okay. Just like Snitsky got back in 1999? And yes, it was Snitsky in that commercial.
No kidding.
No fooling.
Yeah, well... and by the way, speaking of which, in a 30-minute interview with Jackie Redmond this week, CM Punk called Vince McMahon "he who shall not be named." He is that persona non grata. Wow!
Like I said, performa non grata.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yes, Triple H is deserving. Who else do we hear? What are the rumors of who else is going in? Do we have
I saw something done by one of the IWC people, and I wouldn't be mad if that was the full card for Hall of Fame.
So what are you hearing?
Well, not. It's not what I'm hearing. Like I said, I think it's a fantasy one done by them, but I would be mad if it was the case. They had on there, it was Triple H, Bray Wyatt, Batista.
Oh.
No, he hasn't gone in yet. No, because they speculated that he was going to be a headliner for this year. Triple H, Batista, Bray Wyatt, Michelle McCool, and the Hardys for the tag team.
Jeez Louise. That might be a bit too stacked.
Yeah, that could be too stacked.
I'm thinking Victoria has been making a lot of noise on social media lately.
Yeah, she just signed a Legends deal.
So she might be going in.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Well, I have an other side of that coin, actually, considering a rumor that I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Is that someone was spotted in Indianapolis, although it's not really surprising considering who she's married to. But Mickie James has been spotted in Indianapolis.
Oh, she'll be in the Rumble. Of course she'll
be in the Rumble, but I wouldn't be don't be surprised if she gets the call for Hall of Fame.
You're talking about Victoria. Is Jesse Ventura in the Hall of Fame yet?
No.
Are you sure you want him in there?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Oh, I knew I forgot one. Sorry, I knew I forgot one that was on that card. I don't know how he'd get put in there unless they're just putting in one for passed away, but Umaga was on there as well.
They usually only do one posthumous induction per year.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you one guy who I think they should put in just because of how legendary he is. Haku.
Who dat?
Oh. That would be interesting.
Yes.
The toughest man in wrestling.
Mm-hmm. He definitely deserves to be in the Bar Brawl Hall of Fame, that's for sure.
Triple H, can I tell you this story? R-Truth is a national treasure. So on his Twitter, he wrote, well, I got two words for y'all. About time. Congratulations to Paul Triple H Levesque, 2025 Hall of Fame inductee. Hashtag DX, hashtag are you ready, hashtag cerebral assassin, I'm so proud of you. Underneath it, a picture of Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah.
R-Truth.
I love it.
He is the real.
Mm-hmm.
It's either that one or it's either that one or Jericho's story about Haku. That made me laugh the most.
Jericho.
Oh, Jericho.
God. Wow. Because Jericho's on his cruise this week, isn't he, I think?
I'm not sure.
Chris Jericho cruise. Yeah. It started today.
So let's see. Speaking of which, I love this freeform shit. So you got Will Ospreay, timeless Tony Storm, who, by the way, returned in a great promo, by the way. That was so good. Yeah, she was in her regular, the rookie gimmick, and then she said the line, "The hardest role you have to play is yourself." So she rips her clothes off, and she goes down to a bra and underpants, messes up her lipstick, and she says, "I'm coming for you, Mariah May in Australia, and I'm going to rip your tits off." Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you have Bobby Lashley, MVP, Takeshita, Mark Briscoe, Ricochet, Lady Frost, Big Bill, Brian Keith, Bandito, Thunder Rosa, Will Hobbs, Daniel Garcia, The Outrunners, MXM, Brian Cage, Lance Archer, Holly Cameron, Commander, Nyla Rose, Grizzled Young Veterans, Billy Starks, The Righteous, Jay Lethal, Luther, Nick Wayne, Yuka Sakazaki, EJ and Duka, Alex Winder, Aubrey Edwards, Chris Daniels, and Lexi Nair. Guests of honor are Scott Steiner and Jushin Liger. And I love it. Say his name and, well, wait a minute. I don't know if he's
think he's allowed.
Not anymore. I don't think so.
Yeah. I think he ain't just pulled.
Right. Nigel McGuinness, Nick Nemeth, Ash by Elegance, Brad Williams, who was funny as hell. Downstate's going to be playing.
Nice.
They ain't going to be playing Cody Rhodes' shit, that's for sure.
I say they're going to start playing it and they'll get booed. Yeah, anyway, well, here's Wonderwall.
Here's Wonderwall. I will just say there has been a lot of press this week over a lot of different stuff that's going on with the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, Brian, you had something about season 6 of Dark Side of the Ring.
Why, yes, I did. Thank you for bringing that up. They have announced the 10 topics for season 6 of Dark Side of the Ring, and I've posted that in the chat. I'll tell you what they are going to be. Let me just pull that up on the old Fax Trolla here.
Fax Trolla.
We've got Mick Foley's 1998 Hell in a Cell match.
God,
Big Van Vader. Tony Atlas. I will always say that my favorite bit with him was when he was ranting and just talking constantly, and next to him was Yoshitatsu, and he mimicked giving himself seppuku.
Oh boy.
Jeez. Ludwig Borga.
Oh my god, now I'm reading from this. Okay. The guy was a racist, domestic abuser, homophobic, drug addict, and shot himself in 2010. Damn.
Yeah, the late and not great Tony Halme.
Right.
Billy Jack Haynes.
Cuckoo.
Fair. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert.
You know about this one.
Yep. Oh, I do know. Superstar Billy Graham. Daphne, rest in peace.
Oh.
The original Sheik, Eddie Farhat, and Mohammed Hassan.
Wow. Okay, I've got to ask two things with this, because we all know Dark Side of the Ring portrays like those that have either done something very horrific and bad, or have had drug problems, et cetera, behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how the hell, one, the Hell in a Cell match gets in here, because we already know as much of the backstage stuff as humanly possible with this match, which is that cage roof was not supposed to go through. That was not supposed to happen. We already know all that. And then secondly, what the hell has Mohammed Hassan done that was so bad? He barely had a WWE career at that.
I saw his career go right through the stage.
It was. I think it's more just how unbelievably controversial the character was, and how they made the dumb decision to have him have terrorists abduct the Undertaker on the same day of a terrorist attack in London.
Now, to be fair, they taped it, and it was already, you know, but they didn't have time to edit it. It wasn't live.
Correct.
Anyway.
But they didn't have a chance to do anything with it.
And they didn't really abduct the man. I think the main problem was that one of the masked men garroted Taker. That was the main problem.
With piano wire, I remember.
Yeah.
It.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, the channel, and they think they were on UPN then?
Yep. Yes, it would have been July 7th, 2004, so yeah, they would have still been on UPN.
Okay, yeah, they wouldn't have been too happy about that. With or without 7-7.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is that Hassan never really recovered from that. He never did.
No.
So he had a great interview, the guy who played him on Maven's YouTube channel. And
Mark Capani.
Maven is a great watch, by the way, on YouTube. He is so good.
And you know, think about him when you watch his videos. There's no bitterness. There's no anything. He genuinely is proud of what he has done. And I like watching his videos.
He's definitely charismatic with his interviews. I just wish that got portrayed more with his character when he was actually wrestling.
Well, they couldn't figure out what to give him, you know, what to do with him after he went tough enough.
Yeah.
So he was on the Undertaker's podcast, and apparently the segment where he eliminated the Undertaker, that was the Undertaker's idea.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Yep.
By the way, I was a little bit incorrect earlier. It was July 7th, 2005, not 4.
Yeah, okay. But also, going to WWE, the WWE has got a couple of programs coming up on different networks. CRM, you are a sports guy, and you know about Peyton's Places, right?
Sort of.
Well, they're doing a WWE version with Stephanie's Places, where she's interviewing Stone Cold Steve Austin, the Bloodline on a yacht. And a couple of others. Also on A&E, they're going to do another series of WWE Rivals and a new sort of tough enough show called WWE LFG. And it's not that. Let's
fucking go!
No. Legends in your grace. With coaches, what is it, Bubba Ray Dudley, Mickey James, who are the coaches here?
I think Steve Austin.
Hold on. LFG WWE coaches.
I research.
Oh, no. Undertaker, Booker T, Mickey James, and Bubba Ray Dudley.
Wow.
And it's sort of like, it's sort of the updated version of Tough Enough. And after that, the other show, what was that WWE Roku show? That was called Next Gen. That was last year. So there's that. And so that's what's happening on A&E. Also, Rhea Ripley and CM Punk were at the WWE Netflix 2025 preview. So, yeah, Netflix is all in right now. So. Now, I also have a question to everyone here. Outside of the beginning of the Netflix era, the four shows after have been about 2.5 hours. Are you okay with that? Do you think it's good? Do you think it's bad? What do you think?
I think the pacing is so much better that I haven't noticed.
Same.
Okay.
And I keep forgetting the SmackDown is 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels the 3 hours, though. It does.
Does it?
Yeah, it does to me. It lags a little bit.
Well, tonight they did, the first hour was completely commercial free.
That's awesome.
Automatic pop because McAfee was out there.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I think they forgot that it was commercial free the first hour because you still had the commercial break come up. Come up in the top right of your screen.
I didn't see that. Okay. I wasn't paying attention.
Like I said, I'm going to have to watch it tomorrow.
Yeah, it's good. Again, they've been booking this so well. They really, truly have. I mean, we could technically just go right into it, really. I think. Don't you? I mean, and just work around it. And you know,
Pick'ems?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I like I said, I has a 5K in the morning.
But before we mention that, there is one thing I wanted to point out.
Oh, there's one other thing I just remembered too.
Okay.
Go ahead for it, Brian.
Well, I don't know if you've all heard about this. They have announced the cover athlete for the new.
Oh, yeah!
The
2K25 video game coming out. There's going to be three versions of it. One of them is going to be the Undertaker version. The main cover features not only one Roman Reigns, but also Nikki, your dear Uncle Paul, making his first appearance on a video game cover.
Which is awesome.
And then there's
that is absolutely awesome.
And the Bloodline version, which features all the members of the Bloodline, including the Wise Man and Sami Zayn and everybody else.
No Rock, though.
No Rock. That is the version that I pre-ordered because I am a sad corporate shill. Anyway.
Well, we did hear about some of the details. There's going to be underground matches. There's going to be intergender matches.
Yep. The My Rise, which is the creator wrestler career mode, is going to be combining both the male and female characters. So it's going to be one interconnected story this year, which is kind of cool. And they showed clips of some of the, because presumably they are going to do a Bloodline or a trip or a Roman Reigns spotlight this year. And they actually showed clips of Roman and Seth in their Shield gear.
Oh boy.
The only problem is, well, hold on 1 second, Jason. Nikki, can you get Mox on the line just for a second?
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
You sure you want that? You sure?
I mean, I just want to know if he's okay with not being featured. Like, I just want to know, like, you know, why he's not featured in it this year. Like, why they wouldn't bring him in, be part of that.
It's because it's not anything to do with the Shield. It's to do with Roman versus Seth at, I can't remember what pay per view it was when Seth came down from in the Shield gear.
Rumble 2023, I think.
2022. Yeah. And if they're doing some Shield stuff, it depends on how far they're going back. Because my ideal thing with if you wanted to do a Reigns career mode, I would start it the Raw after WrestleMania 33, where he gets booed out of the building.
And he says, "This is my yard now."
Yeah. Yeah, and start that and go all the way up to the Bloodline. But that would include two Shield reunions, which means, you know, you can do Roman, you can do Seth. Hey.
You had to ask, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Is it time to motherfuck someone?
It depends. If, you know, all the AEW roster's on a ship, I finally get my fucking vacation.
You need a straight up vacation from Tony. Just straight up. You need a vacation from Tony.
You need a vacation from that creative bullshit they're doing.
Yeah.
It's serious.
Yeah, right. Let's see. It's 3 hours to Indianapolis from Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I have seen you in a couple of matches that they've been showing on the WWE YouTube channel. The Royal Rumble matches that you've been in.
Huh.
Yeah, you've been in there.
Yeah, and I made the mistake 1 year going out there at 14.
and almost made it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I was just, but, I was happy that, you know, I wanted to know what was going on, but I probably think that was a bad idea.
Yep.
Well, I mean, the problem they're going to have is down to three letters, AEW. That means they have to give Tony Khan money.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got too much.
He's got more money than sense. I'm just waiting for his dad to come out and say, look, you're not making any money anymore. You need to find somebody who actually knows what the fuck to do with it.
Bingo.
Pretty much.
Because we're kind of making money, but kind of not.
Yeah, kind of. Well, you're selling certain places, but you're only selling small places, and you know. I mean, I watched a little of it, but it's just, again, it just doesn't make sense.
It's Tony's Toy Box, and like I said, if the rest of the roster is on that giant cruise ship, that means I might get a fucking vacation.
Well, they tape Collision. That's why. Well, for two reasons. Mm. One, because of the cruise, and two, I'm guessing they didn't want to compete with the show, you know.
Mm.
But man,
makes sense.
Yeah, just well, yeah. If we see an indie, I would love to see an indie.
I might make something happen.
We'd love it.
Mm.
That would be the true forbidden door. Let's talk to Nikki because we got pick-ups to do.
Yeah, we got that to do.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and yeah, I've already got my number 31.
No, that's the wrong. Well, that may be something I'm going to be talking about later. We'll see.
Yeah.
All righty then. Yeah, let me get this back.
Is there a Carl cough? No. Anyway, yeah, we'll see you, Mark.
Yeah. Here. Anyway.
Yeah, oh, and by the way, I have to tell you this. This is... The funniest thing I saw on Twitter this week had to do with Jordynne Grace. Okay. So, there was a ticket that was tweeted out on Twitter of her going to Indiana. So she said, and I quote, "I'm not going to be there because I'm celebrating my mother's, I think it was either 50th or 60th birthday party."
50th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 50th.
And just to prove that she was doing that, she went out and put up a picture of the plane ticket.
Was it a redacted plane ticket?
It was a redacted plane ticket.
Partially.
However, she's been spotted. So, yeah.
It's like cough, Hardy's cough.
Yeah, cough, Hardy's cough. Yes, indeed. But believe it or not, we only have 4 matches announced.
Yes, this is correct. But it's still going to be stacked as hell points-wise.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it!
Candle.
Indeed. We've got ourselves a tag team title match. DIY facing off against the Motor City Machine Guns. Who wins and who stares at the pretty lights?
You didn't give me time to prep it. You didn't give me time to prep it. Where's the button? There's the button.
Pretty lights!
I couldn't hit that even if I wanted to right now.
Add a point to predict the number of falls.
No, because it's obviously going to go three falls. Come on.
It's number one, it's DIY in a 2 out of 3 falls match. Number two, it's DIY versus Motor City Machine Guns. And number three, Roll of Momentum, DIY wins. I think Alex takes the pin.
The final fall? The final pin. Okay.
DIY Saban takes the final pin.
Hold on. DIY Saban. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and go with you. I'm going with Alex. Even though, yeah, Alex has been a favorite of mine over the years, like the last 18, 19. I still own one of his shirts somewhere.
Okay.
I'm like 2007.
Motor City Machine Guns was one of the few reasons I watched TNA. This is tough to me. Or maybe it isn't. Maybe it isn't. DIY and it's Ciampa pinning Shelly.
Okay. Shelly gets pinned. Cool. Brian, we still need you.
DIY, and I think Saban takes the pin.
The third and final. Gotcha.
Yes.
And now for the only other non-Rumble match. Cody Rhodes, Kevin Owens.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. Apologies.
Yeah, I was about to say I might be on the other side of the world, but I can't. It doesn't mean I can't send virtual ass weapons now. So I'll copy and paste Jason and Brian. So DIY with Saban getting pinned.
So we got half of us on Shelly, half of us on Saban.
Yeah.
And now to the ladder match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Cody Rhodes versus the paper champion, Kevin Owens.
This is going to be nothing short of a war. Yeah. They have built this so beautifully. Okay. And I'd like to call a wild card here, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But Cody Rhodes is going to win. And it's going to be an absolutely spectacular bloodbath.
Yeah. You're right. Cody's winning. This is going to be an absolute war. I cannot see Kevin winning this and going anywhere further.
I'm with you.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I agree. Cody's still going to win, but it's going to be one of those super close endings where either Kevin falls off the ladder when they're reaching for the belt, or, you know, he has it and Cody rips it out of his hands or something like that, just to make him angrier and even more boisterous and frustrated.
Mm-hmm. Wild card.
Talk to me.
Well, you're right. You're right about Kevin getting very angry and very frustrated.
Okay.
Cody is going to win.
Okay.
The reason Cody is going to win is because we're going to be fighting forever at WrestleMania, if you know what I mean.
Oh! Ooh,
nice. You're right.
Because we've got seeds that have been planted over the last couple of weeks with his best friend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sammy's going to interfere, and it's going to cost Kevin.
Yep. I've got it. Shane, you.
Yeah, damn you, VRM. I wasn't going to use it for a wild card. I wasn't going to use that for the wild card, but I think that's exactly what's going to happen. So Cody will win.
Okay. And now we're to the main events of the evening.
Here we go.
Though, it's time to rumble. It's time for the Royal Rumble, where 30 women strive to survive to win a chance at WrestleMania for the WWE Women's Championship of their choice. Currently in the match.
Assholes who are stalking Asuka, go fuck yourself.
Especially since, you know, she's married. She has a kid. No!
And she stated that the WWE and TKO are on.
Yep.
So, good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. And those people, well, yeah. You don't get any, you don't get the cool stuff. You just get...
Yep. Yeah. All right. To the Women's Rumble, we have 14 entrants listed as of now. Nia Jax, Bayley, Charlotte Flair, Naomi, Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, Lyra Valkyria, Ivy Nile, Io Sky, Chelsea Green, Zelina Vega, Candice LeRae, and Piper Niven. 3 points.
Okay.
Who wins? Who is the last eliminated? And who is a surprise entrant? One note. Jordynne Grace is off the table.
Okay, that's easy. Okay. Winner?
Also, actually, Charlotte needs to be off the table, too. Oh, no, you have her on the list.
She's on the
list. In the list.
My bad.
Okay.
Jason, go for it.
Winner, Charlotte Flair. Last eliminated, Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
Okay. Get
out of my head, Jason.
And surprise entrant, I'm going to just throw it out there, AJ Lee.
Ooh.
Considering what all was said on Football Heads podcast today, there's a chance.
So you're saying that there's a chance.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, Jason, you're right about 2/3 of it. I just don't know the surprise my surprise entrant. Charlotte is obviously winning. Becky Lynch is obviously coming back. I don't think Alexa's coming back because she's too busy with a baby.
And the contract.
And also contract.
Yeah, and all the contract stuff. So yeah.
Come back to me on surprise entrant.
Well, again, of the three are right. Charlotte wins. Becky last. Surprise entrant, since we've seen her on the ring sides on the Netflix, I'm going to say Michelle McCool. Just for...
Right. That's decent. That could be an easy 1 point. Okay.
Yeah. That could. Nikki?
Copy pasta on the win and the last person out. As for a surprise entrant, Jade Cargill.
Right. Yep.
Oh, yep. And honestly, I just thought of one.
Okay.
Julia.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I think Jade's coming back just so we can get all the controversy with her, Bianca, and Naomi.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Fair enough. Shane?
Everyone's right with the winner. I'm going Charlotte. As for runner-up, Io Sky. Io Sky will be runner-up. As for surprise entrant, Nikki Bella.
Well, that's a good one, too.
I could see that. Brian.
Winner, Charlotte Flair. The last out, I'm going to go a bit different. I'm going to say Bianca Belair.
Okay.
And because my surprise entrant is Becky Lynch.
That's plausible still, because Becky is not under contract as far as, or not, she's under contract, but she has not been announced.
Becky Lynch has resigned.
Go for it. Go for it, Jason.
No, I'm just saying Becky Lynch has resigned. That's all.
Okay. Now, just a note of warning, most of us still have not done a wild card yet.
Yeah, because I have one.
Cool. Oh, Jason, don't worry, I do.
Give me just a moment, because first, the men's Royal Rumble, where we have 18 entrants officially in as of now. Excuse me for just a sec, I'm about to cough.
Okay.
Okay. The entrance so far, L.A. Knight. Yeah.
Yeah.
John Cena, CM Punk, Jey Uso, Roman Reigns, Seth freaking Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Rey Mysterio, Sami Zayn, Shinsuke Nakamura, Logan Paul, Penta, El Cerro Miedo, Chad Gable, Ron Breaker, Carmelo Hayes, Damian Priest, Santos Escobar, and Jacob Fatu. 3 points. Who wins? Who is last eliminated? And who is a surprise entrant?
Okay, let me go first since my wild card's already out of the way.
Okay. There.
All right. I want to put one of the three, and you know which three, as the winner, but I also know that that's probably going to be set up at Chamber.
Okay.
Okay.
So, when is... So, I'm going to go... Damian Priest winner, just to not pick one of the three, because I want to see that war happen develop elsewhere. So Damian Priest winner, Cena last out, just because I want to. I'm going to be so far off, so it doesn't even matter. But
on that one,
I wouldn't say that so halal there, Verm.
Mm-hmm. But my surprise entrant, even though we just saw his name on something else we were looking at.
You motherfucker. Because guess what I was about to pick?
Yeah, I believe.
I believe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, you did not choose mine. Cool.
Oh, okay. Nikki, you're up next.
Okay. I know I have a wild card, so give me a second.
Go ahead. I'm getting some water.
Okay. CM Punk wins the Rumble.
Yeah.
He throws out Seth last.
Oh! Ooh. Ooh.
And surprise entrant. Uncle Howdy.
Get out of my fucking house!
Okay.
Okay.
Don't worry, I'm in nobody's head so far, except for, well, let me go ahead and pull mine out.
Go ahead.
Punk?
Hey, I haven't done my wild card.
Oh, sorry.
Josh, I already know who Josh is picking for surprise entrant.
No, here's my wild card.
Let me see if you figure it out.
Punk calls in his favor. He gets to come in at 30.
Oh!
Ooh, that's interesting.
I like that. Okay.
But
all right,
that begs the question: how does Uncle Paul have the power to get him to number 30?
Dear Uncle Paul has ways of pulling a lot of strings.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yep.
How dare you doubt my uncle?
All right. Josh, go for it.
All right. As I was mentioning, CM Punk is going to win the Rumble. He is going to beat Cena for the last entrant. My surprise entrant, Shane, can you guess who I pick?
I have a feeling that it has something to do with three words. New.
Three words?
Day sucks. New. Day sucks. I have a feeling it has something
N-O-A.
To do with that.
N-O-A. That's not my answer.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
My answer is not currently with the company at all.
Hey, don't pick Mox. There's no way.
No, I have an idea where you're going with this.
You but better not be picking mine, you bastard.
His wife is in the other Rumble.
Yes!
You son of a bitch.
The complete Matt Cardona.
Yes!
Oh, no,
That wasn't yours.
And as for my wild card, I'm going to go ahead and go back to an earlier match. And just for funsies, say DIY and Murder City Machine Guns only goes two falls. I'm pretty sure that would be a pretty obvious one because everybody and their mother suspects it's going to go three.
Okay, you know what? Fine. Okay. Try this on for... Shane, you go next because I want to blow your guy's mind here, okay?
Well, can Shane
okay,
go?
Okay. Yeah, I haven't gone yet. Okay.
Correct.
And Brian, okay, have you gone yet?
No.
Okay. Then Shane, then Brian, then me. Go ahead.
Gotcha.
So, all right. Winner of the Rumble. I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't go, if I went against what I said in past shows. All right, screw it. Winner of the Rumble, Cena.
Okay.
Last out, CM Punk.
Okay.
Surprise entrant, whose wife just made an appearance on the Blue Brand, would be Aleister Black.
Oh, that's a good one.
Please. I don't care if I lose because you got that one.
Okay. Yeah. And, hey, it gets better. My wild card is Corey Graves will eliminate Pac McAfee from the Royal Rumble.
Oh, that's a great one, too.
Oh, wow.
He won't. Corey Graves will not be an entrant in the Royal Rumble. He will just throw McAfee over the top rope.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
What? You know what? I love that. That's even, you know, that's better than mine.
I was about to say, Jason, I hope you can top that.
I could try. Okay.
Brian, you're Brian. Pick.
Okay. All right. So. The winner of the Rumble is CM Punk.
Okay.
The last man he eliminates is John Cena.
Yeah.
My guest entrant, say his name, and he appears.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And here's my wild card.
Okay.
Not as spectacular as yours, but I think it's good. As soon as the match is over, well, actually, it's a two-parter. Okay?
Okay.
Mm.
Cena enters the Rumble at number 30.
Okay.
And after Punk wins, he picks up the mic and he immediately declares that he wants Cody at WrestleMania. He declares it right then and there.
Huh. Instead of waiting to Raw. That's fair enough.
Okay.
Because the two of them had that great promo war, I think they're setting up for that.
Yeah. All right. Jason, send us home.
I will. You are correct. Punk is going to win. And yes, he's going to eliminate John Cena. My surprise entrance. Wow. I'll go with Henry to make it easy. But my wild card is insane. Okay. So Roman Reigns is in the final four. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as he's about to, or he's, you know, he's Superman punched everybody. All of a sudden, if you smell, the Rock's music plays. And he helps eliminate Roman.
Ooh.
The final boss.
Okay.
You know.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Because, in other words, he was nice on Netflix. And now, he, you know, now he can do some other stuff. I want to see if The Rock does anything here. Because since he's not ready for WrestleMania season, Rock, you know, has been a bald-faced liar for many years.
Yeah.
It's not lying, it's kayfabe. Hi.
Hi. Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Yeah, I didn't think you guys would believe me.
but put it this way, the Rumble match is going to be great.
Yes.
And you know, I'm going to say something. This is the first year in about 5 years where the Rumble is pretty wide open.
It is. And by the way, I agree with you that, oh, by the way, I think Big E is going to be in the Royal Rumble. I agree with that, too.
Yeah.
Ooh. Nobody picked him for a surprise entrant?
Correct.
Nope, I'm staying on mine.
So far. Obviously, I will be posting this into our group chat. Due date's pretty much going to be 5 p.m. tomorrow because the Rumble starts early.
Right. Is there a UFC card tomorrow night? Let's see.
UFC has a fight night in the afternoon.
Interesting.
Unless if the show's going to go a little long.
UFC Saudi Arabia? UFC Saudi Arabia. Oh, that's going on right now. Or is it? Wait. Hold on.
12 p.m. Eastern. No, that's tomorrow night.
So, midnight Eastern? Ugh. Hate that time.
No, noon Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to do a watch-along, guys, or not?
I'm going to be around. I'm not going to be around, so I'll be catching up late. So.
I'm going to have company further into the pay-per-view, so I would be dipping out in the middle of it. So I'd rather not.
Okay. All right.
But this is how excited I am for the Rumble. I pre-ordered my pizza last night.
Dang.
There's a nice little place up the street called Romeo's. Who knows how to cook a pizza to death and actually can put red onions on.
Oh, there you go.
There are very few pizza places that do this. And I'm not usually good for veggies on my pizza, but red onions, so nice.
Mm-hmm. That's what I put on my barbecue chicken pizza.
Oh, very nice.
That sounds good. So, did we have anything else? Because all the pick-ems are in.
There was one more thing I was wanting to mention earlier. That we did lose a wrestler about a week and change ago. But the news didn't come in until after we were gold last week.
Yes.
Colonel De Beers. Ed Wazowski. Oh, really? Yeah, he passed away on the 22nd, the age of 80.
And, you know, he wasn't, I mean, he was a big star in the AWA days of course, as Colonel De Beers. In addition to that, he also was, a trainer alongside Playboy Buddy Rose. As a matter of fact, he trained Brian Zane of Wrestling with Regret when he got into wrestling. So he did a lot of training work in addition to his work as a wrestler.
Yeah, well, didn't he play basically a, lack of a better term, a white supremacist?
He was a South African apartheid nationalist.
Gee, that sounds very familiar.
Who?
Elon.
Oh, well, never mind.
Thank you. Come again.
Yeah, the last match.
No, that wasn't Elon Musk. That was Apu. But anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything else, gentlemen?
No,
I don't think so.
Yes, Stepway?
Nothing else other than I think it might be high time to sell some soap.
Right, and yes, VRM. Let's. Yeah, VRM. Let's talk quick. Well,
Did you already take off?
No.
No, you can't take off.
No, Brian did.
Okay.
VRM, we
hate football. We hate football.
Yeah, I know.
We all hate football.
Yeah, we all do.
Eagles Chiefs next Sunday. We'll have a live watch along. I know VRM, you won't be there.
I might begrudge myself to do it because I did buy this TV for it. I just wish it wasn't this game.
Yeah, I know. Chiefs Commanders would have been so much better. But anyway,
even Eagles Bills would have been better.
Yeah,
I was hoping.
Okay.
Anyway. All right.
For people that hate football, you sure do have different opinions on who opinions should have been. But anyways, that's Australian talking.
But as your strategy, do you have anything to promote?
No, I don't have anything to promote, except I will definitely be getting the Bloodline edition of 2K25, so can't wait.
Yeah, by the way, if I may ask, I'm sorry, Brian said here. What is it? Only 23 or 24 has the servers up right now? They don't keep many of the online stuff going on anymore.
2K23 went down.
So it's only 24.
Yes.
It's only 24, but I will be interested to see how they go with 2K25 when it does come out, especially with their new Island of Relevancy open world thing that they're going to be doing. That's going to be interesting to see how that goes.
Yes, and I'm wondering what stuff they pay for the Bloodline showcase, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you Paul is involved with this too. And I can't wait to
see. Oh, absolutely.
I put five of the speculated matches in the chat already, so.
Yeah.
Josh, it was a thing and all that good stuff?
Yeah, knickknacks. We'll deal with that later. This week on It Was a Thing on TV. Chico's Money in the Bank pick for this year. Mega Man, the animated series. I have good memories of that, especially with YouTube poops, but if you listened to last week's episode, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
To Tell the Truth from 1990.
The Lynn Swan version?
The Alex Trebek version. The Gordon Elliott version. The Mark Goodson version. The Richard Klein version. Yes, that one.
All of them.
Yes, all of them.
Okay, that was a fun version, by the way.
Yes, I actually have seen a few episodes. It's fun. It's just, it was wrong place and wrong time, unfortunately. And then coming up next week, they will be talking about a wonderful World of Disney movie called The Garbage-Picking, Field-Goal-Kicking Philadelphia Phenomenon, starring Tony Danza a few years after his run on Who's the Boss.
Okay.
So you can find all of that on itwasathingontv.com.
Okay. What else was I going to say? For me, WLTI, we put it this week. We talked about an absolutely insanely bad runway on Drag Race. We're talking Jeff B in the Tournament of Champions, Deal or No Deal Island, and we killed the toilet with more with the final shows for spring. Back next week with February sweeps. And Nikki, artists.
Oh, I don't even have that set up yet. Before I get to the artists, just letting y'all know, you know, I'm probably the only person that still plays Supercard.
Oh yes, keep talking about this.
Yeah.
But the Royal Rumble tier dropped on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done a few other tweaks in the game. They've retweaked the points for Giants Unleashed, which is the weekend event. They got rid of a ticket system that has been pretty much replaced with a ticker, an objective counter instead of these tickets that you earn. I should have spent them before that went away. The Royal Rumble tier cards are actually pretty nice. Sorry, Sapboy?
Nope, I had nothing.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask a question.
No, I just said.
So I have I've already gotten three cards in the new tier, which is the Miz, Kane, and Carlito. These are very similar to, I think it was the 22 card, the Rumble 22 cards that has the countdown in the background. When these are pro'd, I'm betting they'll have a 5-second countdown in the background instead of just zero.
Ah.
So it's starting to turn back into pay to win. So that way I will understand if you don't come back. So, artists.
Yes.
Artists. Obligatory shout out to Oniwamba Shu, as always. Let's see. Is she doing? She got any art up? Not right now. But she does have has her commissions info on card, CARRD.co, #commissions. She's a little on the expensive side, but oh my goodness, is she worth it. Let's see, Noberto Gaitan, someone fairly recent to my list, does lovely, lovely illustrations. Sometimes he'll do a 4-panel comic. His more recent stuff, really good one of Cody and Roman back to back with Jacob Fatu looming over them. A Shawn Michaels, a 96 Shawn Michaels. He's inexpensive. You can get something from him for under $100. If you are a fan of anime and wrestling, check out Ultanad on Instagram and Nahul Tahes on Twitter. Both of them love doing anime references with wrestlers. And Otanod is getting more infamous by the day since the wrestlers love to retweet his comics. Especially my dear Uncle Paul.
He's a good dude.
So let's see. James Diotto. James Diotto, his commissions are open. Let's see, what's he got up? See, a wrestling work in progress. Guardians of the Galaxy. And Supersonic versus Super Shadow. So a variety of styles. He's also a Final Fantasy VII freak. So, you know, check him out. His commissions are open at the moment. So look him up. Let's see. Dozer Draws, Little Dozer Baby. I wonder. Okay, as far as I know, it doesn't look like he's got commissions open. Oh. Recently posted from Dozer Draws, since more and more people are leaving this hell site and I won't be posting any art, my art here anymore, here's a reminder that I'm on Blue Sky.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I haven't made the transition myself.
I have.
How is it?
I don't play.
It's Twitter, but it's 13 years in the past, which is good. It's Twitter 2012-2013 all over again.
Okay.
Hopefully this time they don't get ran over by... Yeah.
Let's see. So, and my final artist, we have a Japanese artist, Topla, at D_Topla on Twitter. She's also a wrestler, so she kind of gets it. She is very inexpensive with her artwork. Her chibis are awesome. And her turnaround time's pretty quick. So if you do get a commission, stay in communication, pay them well, post it everywhere you can, but make sure you credit the artist. This is how they make a living. And I've been the poor soul who has accidentally bought bootleg shirts based on artwork by Oforo,
mm-hmm.
who does some decent chibi stuff too. I felt bad. I told him I'd send him money. Anyway. I don't think I have anything else because I'm right here. So let's see. Brian has already left. Shane's already left.
VRM's already left.
Yeah. So for the already departed VRM, yeah?
It's just the core, as per usual.
All right. Well, for the art, but Jason.
Yeah, but you know what? I can't wait. This weekend's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be insane tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. So for Shane Beeman, Brian Henniger,
VRM,
for Jason Block, for Statboy Josh Henniger, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week as we see the fallout of the Royal Rumble and how WrestleMania is going to start shaking out.